Is Brad?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Brad. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, can you hear me a little bit better now?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had my microphone tipped up by the side of my ear. I'm doing good, though. Happy Friday to you. I know you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions in regards to the listing or how any of it works?
I mean, I was completely unaware that Google profited off of posting people's information. I thought, I guess I was just oblivious to all of that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's where 83% of their total income comes from.
Really?
Yeah, it's the Google advertising.
Google advertising. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, what you guys are telling me is like when people in this local area kind of search drywall repairs, there's going to be probably 50 pages worth of companies that. But I'm paying you
to be on the first page. Yeah, that's where 90% of the traffic starts and stops. So that's the only place Google actually runs ads. People don't pay to be on page 2 or page 3.
Okay.
Makes sense?
I mean, if a company has it's like really reputable and has a lot of clicks and a lot of searches and so forth and doesn't pay, do they get to be on the first page or no?
No.
Okay, so it's only paid customers that are on the first page.
Correct. Yeah. There's a company, for example, I don't know if you heard of Runland Painting.
No, I've heard of the Wall Doctor. They've been around for 40 years.
Yeah. Wall Doctor. Out of Bellevue?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I used to work for them. They're pretty big. I don't know if they're on the first page or not, but I imagine they pop up pretty quickly. But anyway,
yeah, they're on the first page. But what I was trying to point out is, like, there's companies like that that'll be on the first page that have, like, 400 reviews. And then there's also, like, Beyond JB Construction LLC just started in the past year. He's got 7 reviews, and he's on the first page, too. So, it's got nothing to do with the amount of reviews or how long you've been in business.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's start talking numbers.
Yeah, so everything we do here is month to month, Brad. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. The pricing is set at a flat rate of $299 month to month. That's going to include the first page placement on Google for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So drywall contractor would just be one of them. We list you for 15 total. Okay. You can hand select them, but Google has a system called Google Analytics. It's free to the public, and it actually lets you see like what people are searching the most in your industry and area. So obviously we'll have recommendations ready for you during a client interview, but you have final say on what you're listed for. And if you ever want to change any of the keywords or swap them out based off the search volume and the search criteria, you'll have the ability to do that with your account management team here. That way we keep your business generating as much job opportunities as possible each month.
Okay.
Okay, and you could cover up to a 50-mile radius on the first page of Google. So it's a pretty large service area that you cover. The radius would start out from your street address. So Google will actually send you a PIN in the mail called a PIN verification letter. Have you ever seen those guys on the first page, how they have that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where they are?
Yeah, on that note, I mean, the majority of my work comes north of me. So having the nucleus be my home address kind of screws me over. I really wish there was a way to transfer that nucleus, you know, northward about 20 miles or 15, 20 miles.
It's a 50-mile radius, Brad. You know,
okay.
Like a radius is like 50 miles around you in any direction. But you can customize it. Like, we have guys that we sign up and they say, hey, I only want to cover 10 miles. And you could shrink the service area. It's geo-targeted and customized to your business. Like, we have some guys that they're, like, in Chicago, and then they don't want to be, like, listed in Southside Chicago because it's, like, one of the most dangerous places in the country. And we're able to eliminate that area from geo-targeting. So those people aren't even able to see their listings, let alone call them.
So is it kind of by zip code then?
Well, no, it's not based on that. So they send you a pin, and then you could cover up to a 50-mile radius, and you could customize it as long as it's within that service area. What I'm trying to point out is we can't go further than 50 miles with this current campaign. We'd have to do, like, the sponsored ads at the very top, which is like pay-per-click if you wanted to cover more ground. But if you want to cover less or cookie-cutter the geo-targeted radius, you can do that through your account management team here.
Okay, I got you.
Does that make sense? We don't want you getting calls that are going to be wasting your time, you know? We want to make sure that you're only being listed in areas you're willing to go to and only listed for services that you're willing to provide. So that way, by the time these people call you and have your number, we know that they're in that area and they have to have typed in one of those services. It's actually a job opportunity.
I got you. 50 miles. I mean, I do like a lot of $300 jobs and stuff. And I know this is probably too much information for you, but I don't perceive myself driving 50 miles for a $300 job.
Yeah. I mean, you don't go out to everybody that calls you either. You take a cherry-picking method to it. You know, what the idea here is to make sure that you're getting the calls in the first place, though. Like, right now, your next-door neighbor looks up drywall. They don't even see you as an option. They're going to get recommended to another company that might be 20 miles down the road. So, you know what I mean? So it's better to get the call and turn it down than to not even get the calls of the opportunity in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, I just sit on Angie's list, and they wanted freaking $1,000 for me, and I'm putting ads. I'm just advertising like crazy right now, so
yeah.
I'm a little bit timid on moving forward with this.
Well, I'm not a fan of bashing another company in order to earn your business, Brad. But if you could see a value in doing Home Advisor by Angie, you'll really love this. They're actually on the first page of Google, so they get a lot of their leads from Google advertising, and then they resell them to you for a fee. But they sell them to like three or four other guys, and they charge you those lead fees even if you're not the guy that ends up landing the job. So,
right.
You know, that $1,000 that you're saying or $750, whatever you're spending with them, you know, that's going to be a regular occurrence. Whereas if we list you independently with the opening that we have, you're putting yourself in position for people to be able to call you directly off the first page of Google without subjecting yourself to those lead fees or the saturation of those leads going to three or four other competitors in the area. So we'll effectively save you money and generate more job opportunities for you on a regular basis.
How many companies are there on the first page?
There's three that show in this section of the Google Places next to the map.
Only three?
Yes.
And if I pay $300 a month, I'm going to be on that front page in accordance with the selective phrases that I choose.
Exactly. Correct. You'll have a client interview, and we'll customize it.
And I can pick 5 different phrases or words.
15. Not 5. 15.
Oh.
1-5. And then we're also building your own custom website design as well. Oh, yeah. I thought my representative might have mentioned it because she sent over a package request. So it's a platinum package. The platinum package is normally advertised at $499. It's usually for a newer business that's just getting started. So it comes with the website. It also comes with some Facebook advertising and Facebook ads. So you'll have your own Facebook business profile. But I reduced the rate on it from $499 to $299. And then I was able to lock in that pricing structure. So you'll actually keep that rate as long as you're with us. That won't ever go back up or change. And then you don't incur any other like lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it sounds really, really good, man. I know eventually I'm going to have word of mouth, and I don't need to pay for the lead generating site. Okay. I do need a website, so this is all sounding like you guys are reaching out to the right company here.
Yeah, and our websites are really nice. They're actually compatible with the Google advertising. So they have a responsive design for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. They automatically shape to fit the screen of the device that your potential prospects are searching on, which is a great feature. You know, you don't want to have like a site that's taking forever to load and people like bounce or go to a different person. It's called a bounce rate. So they're really compatible sites. But the major benefit to you is the placement. I mean, even if we listed you on the first page of Google with no website at all, Brad, it would be a lot better for you than, you know, having a website and not being on the first page, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. The money maker and the driving factor and the traffic is the first page placement. That's just what everybody uses.
Yeah, I've had people try to look up my company, and they're like, "Well, I see an Integrity Wall in Utah or Idaho or."
Oh yeah, you're not even Google verified, so they won't even be able to look you up by name right now. But we're gonna do Google verification, so you'll have that Google Business Profile, and we're gonna move that Google Business Profile up to the first page. And then even if you were to leave our services later, like let's say 6 months or a year from now, you don't lose that Google verification or that Google Business Profile or the website. You're able to keep those things. So those are long-term benefits and huge credibility factors for your business moving forward.
So then if I cancel it, I'm still kind of I'm in the system, but not on the first page kind of deal, right?
Exactly. So you'll probably get a lot less calls, but they'll still be able to verify you and look you up and see you're a real business and all your reviews and everything. Your track record will be evident.
I just don't understand how only three companies can make the front page for drywall repairs in such a big radius.
Yeah, that's what makes it so profitable to the guys that are up there. And that's why they continue to pay that money every month, is because it's driving significant traffic for them. It has to make sense.
What made you guys call me as opposed to some other company?
We did call some other companies. You're on a list of 37 guys that qualify for this area, so... It's first come, first serve.
And if somebody gets off, you guys get on the phone and start calling companies again?
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Yeah, or if they relocate out of the service area, whatever the case may be. But usually they'll just give us a notification that the position's available, and then they'll give us a qualified candidates list, and it's our job to go out and fill it.
Okay, as far as setting up the website, I'm like, I don't want to say computer illiterate, but almost. And you guys, how does that work?
Not a problem. Yeah, I have guys that are like 75 years old, still got flip phones, you know. It's all over the phone, so we interview you on how you want it to look, and then once it's all set up, we'll show it to you, you know, and then any changes you want to make, they're called revisions. You just let us know, and it's a part of the hosting for the website. So it's a part of our service to customize it until it looks exactly how you want it to look and represents your business properly.
All right. Well, let's do it.
Okay. So I got to create your Google Business Profile first, Brad. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for Integrity Wall, LLC. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay, 425-651-9719, correct?
Correct.
All right, and I'm assuming Brad's short for Bradley?
Yep.
Okay, what's your last name, Brad?
Ellis, E-L-L-I-S.
Okay, and are you the sole owner, or do you have a partner I should add to the account?
Just me.
Just you? Okay, and then I have to send you everything in writing as part of a service agreement, and then I also have to send a Google verification form over. What's the business email address that I could send this to?
brad@integrity-wall.com.
Com. Okay, and I know you said you're not super computer savvy. Do you prefer calls, texts, or emails as contact?
I mean, most of the time, an email, I can read an email. But when it comes to building that website, I guess over the phone would be beneficial.
Okay. Well, we're going to do a client interview over the phone, but this is more just for like future communication or for your clients. You know, if you have like a preference, we could set a preference.
Clients?
Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, for clients.
Phone calls, right?
Yeah, phone calls are great, yeah.
Yeah, live calls are usually going to yield the best return on investment or best result. Okay. And Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. We talked about that briefly. It's called a PIN verification letter. What's the street address that I could send that to?
32513 Newcastle Drive.
Okay.
Black Diamond.
Got it. 98010.
Yeah.
Okay, and I could hide this for you if you like.
What do you mean hide it?
Well, I could hide your street address and I could deactivate turn by turn directions. That way you don't have to worry about anybody actually seeing your home address or showing up at your door, you know?
Yeah, I've been trying to, my wife is real savvy to that.
I gotcha. Yeah, we'll do it on all your listings, actually. It'll be a name, address, and phone number cleanup, and then we'll notify the search engine that you don't want your address displayed anywhere since you're doing business from home. But your online listings will...
It is beneficial for them to know kind of my home base is Black Diamond. I mean, so can we,
yeah.
We keep the street without putting the street
exactly.
Address?
Exactly. Yeah, city, state, and zip will still be visible to them. It just won't have the street address or turn-by-turn directions. And then your red pin that you see on the map there will just go out to the nearest cross street.
I mean, I'm looking at it right now, but okay. Like, that's cool.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's less than a half block away, but, and I got a big old sign on the side of my van that says the company name. But,
oh.
You know, the thing is, I tell my wife, I take care of every single customer like their family, so I don't foresee anybody coming and trying to slit our tires or breaking that up or anything. So.
Okay.
If that's the routine, that's the routine. We can move on.
Okay. And then, let me see here. Website. Do you have a logo for the business yet?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll ask you to send that in. Do you have some before and after pictures we could also use for the website?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going
to
send...
I need to get more of those, but I have a couple handfuls of them. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll get a little reminder every time you through your tracking system. So, like, around the time you're taking on new jobs, it always tells you, like, make sure to request reviews. You know, it's a really important part of our process. We can have you on the first page, but if you have like a 1-star rating, it's not going to do us too good. So we try to get as many
right.
photos and reviews as possible on a consistent basis from you. But
yep.
I sent you an email address for you to send in what you do have, Brad. And then you could work on that over the weekend, and then they'll apply it to the website. And then by Monday or Tuesday, we should already have the initial draft of the website ready to show you.
Okay. If I send in some stuff, if I respond to that email and send in like my logo and some pictures over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
will you be able to incorporate those into the website by Monday or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Easy fix. We have about 450 people that work here, Brad. So when you message that number or that email, it's not just going to one guy. It's going to an entire graphic design team. They get in there. And then we also ask for 24 hours anytime you make like a change or a request. But, yeah, if you send it over the weekend, it'll be up there by Monday.
Can you remind me, taking notes right now. Can you remind me, sorry, hold on a second.
No problem. It's okay. We also will send you everything in writing right now, by the way. So you don't.
Via mail?
Yeah, email and text. So you don't actually have to do that. I'm going to send you like my direct number and extension. our company line is that 877 number that I'm texting you from. My extension is just 544. That'll call me directly. We have 24/7 customer service available to you. Same number, you hit extension 1. And then you'll have a full outline of the agreement that I'll send to you right now. And then you'll have to sign off on that. And it'll have documented everything that we're doing for you for the price. It'll have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy if you ever decide to discontinue. So it clearly states, like, it's month to month. You could discontinue at any time. We don't have any cancellation fees or penalties. We just ask if you ever discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, so we send you everything in writing. And there's also a receipt. And it does say Google Advertising on it. So when you do your taxes at the beginning of the year, you could actually write it off as a business expense.
Okay.
Yep.
What was the name of this company? Sorry, real quick.
Yeah. Your company? No problem. Yeah, it's called Local Splash.
Where are you guys at?
Fountain Valley, California. We've been in business for 20 years.
All the employees are there, or are they kind of dispersed around the place?
We're all in-house. I grew up in Orange County, California. I'm actually from Huntington Beach, originally.
I love that beach, man. I'm from Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, okay. So you're from down here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I graduated from Edison High School, so just about a quarter mile from that beach.
Like 7 years old. That's cool. That's cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we're Fountain Valley, but we also have a location in Newport Beach, and then the Southern California Google headquarters is right there on Jamboree Road here in Newport Beach. So that's who we're partnered with, is the Google headquarters right across the 405 freeway from us.
So is there multiple companies like yours that, this is kind of off subject, but that do what you guys do, or?
Yeah, there's 5 premier Google partners in the United States.
Oh, okay. And you guys are one of them.
Correct. Yep. It's the highest accreditation you could achieve. It's as close as you could get to working with Google directly.
Okay.
Yep. It's like, if you inquire.
Do you work with other sites besides Google, or just Google?
Yeah. I mean, Google has pre-existing relationships with the other sites. So it's not that we're necessarily partnered with these other companies, but Meta Advertising and Facebook is a part of your package because they have a pre-existing relationship with Google. So we're able to list you guys there for pennies on the dollar of what it actually costs to run a lot of those campaigns. So our clients usually see better results doing Facebook advertising or Meta Advertising with us than they would if they were to try to just run a Facebook ad on their own. And then not to mention the analytics portion of it, where we could actually see what people are searching, and then the remarketing campaigns on Facebook, which is like, have you ever like done a search on like another platform, and then you go on to Facebook and you realize it pops up right there in your Facebook feed?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, those are remarketing ads. So you'll actually have one of those. People will be able to see Integrity Wall like that. So it's like, if I was searching drywall the night before, or I was talking to my wife about it, I just put a hole in the wall, whatever reason, you know, and then they hop onto Facebook, they'll actually be able to see it if it's within a 48-hour span. So you get remarketed to them, and then if they do a live search on Facebook, they'll actually be able to see you as well, as long as they're within the 50 miles of you.
All right.
Yep.
Man.
So
it's like,
go ahead. It's a lot of information, I know. Don't worry, we'll send it all to you in writing. You'll understand it all.
I went to school for freaking I got a pre-med degree, and like I've always wanted to be a doctor, go into the medical field, and I'm also really talented in this field. So it's like, the more I make commitments like this, like I'm choosing my path here. Anyway, sorry, that's besides the point. Let's carry on.
No, it's a good thing. I mean, being a business owner is always nice. I mean, a medical field, I used to want to be in the medical field too, but I was studying to be a respiratory therapist actually initially, and then I bailed out on it.
Thank you, brother. That was like a little bit too much for me.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a little depressing. I don't know if I want to do this every day. So,
yeah.
Yeah, at least this way you get outside, you get to meet new people, and you get to work with your hands. It's always
nice. Build relationships, man. That's what life's all about.
Oh, yeah. All right. So I have your business profile created. We do want to do a client interview with you. I have a slot available today between 3 and 4 if you want to knock out the client interview here in about an hour. That's where they go over like all your keywords, the area we target. We'll get the domain purchased for your website. Start rocking and rolling right away.
Let's do it.
All right. Let me go ahead and snag that last client interview spot for today.
It won't be with you, though.
It'll be with a separate agent from the client interview department. So they actually have a specialist that helps with the onboarding of the new accounts.
You said I could call you with questions, though, like any time down the road, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you go to your text messages, I already shot you over a text. It says, hi, this is John. Let's get your business to the top of Google today. And then it'll have my direct number and extension. So it's the same as the company line. You just have to hit extension 544 if you want to reach me directly.
All right, John.
Yeah. They're all good people, though, Brad. I'm telling you, I've been working here since June 2014. So, they're like us. You could just shoot them straight and just talk to them, you know. We'll get you taken care of. There's no bad seeds in here. Any bad seeds, they're on a recorded call. So it's like we catch them being bad once and we let them go. It's not worth our reputation.
I gotcha.
All right. So I have the account set up and client interview scheduled. You should get an invitation to that. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Brad, how did you want to do that?
I got a card if I could find my wallet here.
Okay, now is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's a business account.
Okay.
It should be in both. I think it was both, yeah.
Okay, let me just make sure I add Integrity Wall LLC on there.
Yeah, my name and the company name is on the card.
Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that they're going to send the Google verification form to?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
5586.
5586.
6809.
6809.
1982.
1982.
1629.
1629. You sound nervous. And then the expiration date, month and year?
I was just thinking about hiring people and this whole thing going.
One thing at a time. One thing at a time. Yeah, you're overwhelming yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pardon, what was the question?
The expiration date, month and year?
7-27.
727, and then 3-digit code on the back.
255.
Okay. My advice would be hire quick, fire quick, if there's a problem.
Yeah,
but you shouldn't have any.
I can't hire
issues.
People right now because I don't have enough flow of work, you know.
Exactly. That's why I'm like you're thinking way too far ahead. You're gonna need probably about 30 days. Of doing this, having you up there, getting the calls coming in, having everything set up, you know what I mean? And then once you have a consistent flow of calls and then reoccurring clients, then you can look into doing things like that. But you want to budget it too. There's kind of a math problem involved there, what you're going to be able to pay them and what your pricing structures are on each job. So it sounds like a lot when you say it all like this, but it'll come on gradually day by day. You just handle the problems as they come in. More money, more problems, they say.
Yeah.
So.
Indeed.
All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything that you don't understand or if you don't agree with it, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business today, okay?
All right.
All right, Brad. So you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Integrity Wall LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Bradley Ellis, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. If you're missing calls from time to time, we're not going to beat you up about it. But if you do notice calls that are coming from our company, especially if they're like multiple in a row, definitely make sure to jump on that. It's probably an emergency or really important.
Okay.
And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Can you elaborate?
Yeah, so like we know what you already have as far as online listings. We're not telling you you have to cancel anything that you already have. But we do want to avoid any like duplicate listings. We also don't want you paying for something that we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure if it's something that we're already doing for you, just double check with us before you add anything else online.
Like I said, I just committed to Angie's List and gave them X amount of dollars that I feel like I should try to utilize.
Yeah, no, we saw that. That's why I'm saying, like, you don't have to cancel it. You know, there's some people that, like, when they sign up for this, if they're using other services, they might let that run for, like, a couple of weeks until we have everything launched and up to its full capacity, and then they part ways with it. So that's fine. We're not telling you you ever have to part ways with it, right? We're just saying, like, as far as, like, Google, you don't want to have anybody else touching your Google business profile or creating another Google business profile. Same thing with Facebook. You don't want to have two Facebook business profiles created. So, like, if somebody contacts you, or vice versa, if you know, your wife or something or whatever, you contact them, you just want to make sure that it's not something that we're already doing for you, because then you're just going to be wasting money. You're going to create a duplicate listing where Google's going to suspend the listings until we verify what's what, you know? So just to kind of avoid all that headache and unnecessary spending, double check and make sure. You know.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of calls like this one where people are trying to offer me loans and all this crazy stuff in the last month or so since I got on Angie's List and Nextdoor and all this stuff. So it's good information to have. Yeah, I gotta be careful not to double up my.
You shouldn't need anything else. Like, if you look at the service agreement, they should have texted it to you already, but it has everything outlined that we're doing for you. I tried to put you on a package where we're like a one-stop shop for you. Well, Tara tried to put you on that package basically when she sent it over to me. I just approved the pricing. So like your website's in there, the Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa, voice search results, Bing, you know, it has it all outlined in black and white. So this should be your last marketing stop for Integrity Wall LLC. That's our goal anyway. Yeah. We don't want you to have 100 different bills floating around. We keep your overhead low. Make sure you're getting paid. That way we don't have a problem seeing you come back.
Okay.
So
answer all that, then yes.
Yes. Yeah, just yes, you'll give us a heads up before you add anything else online.
Yeah.
And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We are supposed to recommend at point of sale that you try our services for 2 months if we're building your Google business profile from scratch. But it is a month-to-month service, so it's just kind of like we recommend that you do it for 2 months, but it's month-to-month. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. The first month's payment is going to process today, October 25th, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted price of $299 for our Platinum Bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees for your campaign. When that first month's term is completed, it's going to auto-renew each month on the 25th day. You'll keep that same price of $299 as long as you're with us, okay? And then, again, you can discontinue. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, no penalties of any kind. We just want you to let us know before the next billing's due if you are going to discontinue. So just let us know before the 25th.
Okay.
Okay. Not that you're going to cancel anytime soon, just full disclosure. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you should have some text messages that came through and emails. It goes to both.
Okay.
All right.
One question. Sorry to keep going in the weeds here, but...
No, you're fine.
I spent the last few days calling dozens of former customers and, you know, talking about their dog's name and really, like, touching bases with them and then asking for a review.
Review.
And all these people are getting are happy to give me a review. And
yeah.
And it's a lot of work to get those reviews from former customers. I mean, in some way, it's time-consuming. And for them,
gotcha.
Too. Like, they go out of their way to write me a review. But now, you know, my question is, am I able to transfer those reviews from Angie's List over to Google or not?
We can't transfer them. However, we have to build your Google business profile first, because like I said, you don't even exist on Google right now. So we got to build that first and verify it. Once that's built and verified, you have this tracking system. You'll see the username and password's already in there, and you could put their phone number in, and you could send them a text message link. Like, you don't even have to call them. You could just send them a text message link to your Google business profile. They literally just have to type in tap the star that they want to give you and write a little review and hit submit. And that's a great way to gather them when you send them via text, because 99.9% of people are already logged into their email address on their phone. So they don't have to jump on a computer, log into their email, then go to your Google business profile, write the review and submit it. They can literally just click the star rating, write something and hit submit right there from their mobile device. And that'll really help you like gather those leads. It's just a lot more convenient
okay.
way of doing it rather than you have to call them and, you know what I mean?
Well,
it's
a
lot
Angie
of time.
Angie has the same feature, but I felt mm-hmm. like if I spoke to them and got a verbal confirmation, they would kind of give me a review.
Yeah.
And they would actually be more obliged to do it. Then
you know what Google statistics are on reviews? 20%. So if you see somebody with 400 reviews, they likely have had probably about 1,200 clients, realistically, maybe more.
Really? Because
yeah.
they get their half those or three quarters of those are fake. That's kind of what you're saying?
No, it's not three quarters of them are fake. It's just people don't write reviews. Like a lot of times people are like, oh, it's a great service. They hired the guy, they paid him, and then they're just like, they just don't go write the review for whatever reason. Only like 20% of people actually write reviews.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah,
yeah,
from the jobs that are completed. So it's like, you know, that's why we tell you to be really adamant about sending the text out when you finish jobs, gathering photos from the jobs, things like that. And you want to be able to document it. Because if you're going to rely on the homeowner to do it, they're like, dude, I already paid you. It's over. Bye. That's just the trend, you know. That's what we see anyway. But, yeah, I noticed if you do send those texts off, though, it does help. It's a lot better than having to spend a lot of time on the phone, maybe just to generate one guy, and then, you know, you could send off a bunch of those text messages in like an hour from like all your past clients over the last few months, and you could always
yeah.
resend it the next day. Just keep doing it until you start getting them.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep
so,
bothering.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I sent this to you three times already. Just fill it out. You know.
Just the reviews are everything nowadays, man. It's like. If you don't have a good review or you don't have good reviews, then you're a nobody.
Yeah. I would say showing up is the most important thing, you know, like actually getting the place for them to write the reviews. Like we're going to build your Google business profile and then put you on the first page. And then the next, obviously once they see you on the first page, then their next factor would be, you know, okay, let me look at the website. Let me look at his reviews. And then by the time they've gone through all that, they call you. So. Your chances of converting these people by the time they call you are really high. It's somewhere in like the 90% realm. They basically already chose you. It's just a matter of if it works for your scheduling or if it works for you.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that concludes our initial setup process. I just have to notate your account really well here. So I've been doing that as we're talking. But obviously I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. I'm going to let you go for now, but we're going to circle back with you in about 45, 50 minutes, and we'll knock out this client interview. I got it on calendar here for 3:00. Pacific Standard.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, John.
Appreciate all your expertise and your help today.
Hey, and you, yeah, you got my number, and we have 24/7 customer service. So, you know, no questions or dumb questions. If you need help, you don't hesitate to reach out. Our whole role as a Google partner is to make sure you're successful with this so you keep using Google advertising.
I could speak to an individual 24/7, is what you're saying?
24/7, yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they might not sound like me after midnight, though, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I admire those shift workers, man. I can't do it.
Well, they'll probably be somewhere where the sun's shining by that time, you know? So, you know what I mean? All right. So, again, you know, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to your day here, and then look out for our call in about 45 minutes, okay?
All right, sounds good. Talk to you later.
All right. All right, bye.
Bye.